Our reading for today is from the book of Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 21. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in you and in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Lonnie Etherton, St. John Lutheran Church, Bismarck, and Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Pilot Knob, Missouri.
Grace and peace be yours from Almighty and Merciful God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The mysteries of God. The ways of God, the mysteries of ages, were written there upon the scripture pages, but who could see what God himself had sealed until the arm of God had been revealed? Salvation engineered before creation, the seed, the son, the heir, the incarnation, the chosen people bound by trial and test through whom all sinful people would be blessed. Who knows the damning wall of separation, the gospel and the riches of salvation? And now revealed, each heart can plainly trace the depth and height of God's redeeming grace. In Jesus Christ, the only righteous Son, the Father joins his children all as one. Everyone loves a good mystery, unless it's the mystery of the sock you lost in the wash or the mystery of why your sister isn't talking to you. Unsolved mysteries do trouble and disturb us to no end. But mysteries that are revealed with the correct solution, well, those mysteries we enjoy. And the mysteries of God we treasure for our faith and life. Ephesians 3, Paul is telling about the mystery of Christ, first promised to Adam and Eve. God gave clues throughout the Old Testament about the Savior that was to come, and then God revealed the solution in his own Son, Jesus Christ, true God and true man, who paid for our sins by his life and suffering and death in our place, and then rose victorious from the dead to win forgiveness and eternal life for us and for all. Well, that's no mystery, you say. Everyone knows that, don't they? Well, no, not everyone does know that or understand it. To many people, that wonderful gospel message of life and salvation through Jesus Christ is still hidden. It's still a mystery to them. They just don't get it. Well, that's because faith itself is a mystery. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 tells us no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The second mystery that St. Paul explores in this chapter is that wonderful revelation that all the non-Jewish Gentiles of the world are also saved and redeemed people of God, right along with all the Jewish believers, just by simply trusting in Jesus Christ as their Savior. Once again, we may say, well, doesn't everyone know that already too? And once again, we have to say, no, that was not so obvious as we might think, especially back in Paul's day. Now, the children of Abraham, the children of Israel, were indeed the chosen people to bring the Savior into the world and to live as God's people. But they often forgot that they were also to be a light to the Gentiles, to bring that blessing to all the nations, just as God had promised Abraham at the very start. In fact, it seems that many of the Jewish people through the generations even got that first mystery mixed up, too. Many thought that they were saved by being good Jews, by being circumcised, offering their lambs on the altar, and by obeying God's law. They forgot that they were saved only because of God's steadfast love and grace in sending Messiah, the Savior of all people. And that's why the Pharisees and other religious leaders rejected Jesus. They thought that they were saved by their own good works already. They didn't think they needed a Savior. No wonder that they believed that and taught that there was no salvation available for the Gentiles who didn't keep the ceremonial laws of Israel. Why, even Peter and Paul and the other apostles had to be convinced that Gentiles and Jews alike are saved by the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ alone and not by any works on their part. And so the second mystery was confirmed once again also. If they were all saved by the same grace of God in Jesus Christ alone, why, then they were all children of God together, brothers and sisters in Christ, and there was neither Jew nor Gentile, but all were one by faith in Christ. Well, what is it, then, that will break down all the walls of hostility in our world today and bring all people together as one? Military force? Certainly not. Cultural education and understanding? No, not even that. There's no solution to the mystery until we learn from God that the real problem in our world and in our hearts is sin. Sin is what separates us from God and from each other, and the only solution for sin is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for our sins and for the sins of all people. And that is why we carry God's message of salvation in Jesus Christ alone to our neighbors next door and to our neighbors around the world. And we pray, Lord, reveal the mystery of your great love also to them. Amen.
We thank Pastor Atherton for today's meditation on God's Word.